This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:35, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Hey, y'all, I'm Sean. Before we get, Brian Kane's going to join us in just a second from Fairhope Brewing Company, but I want to just point this out because I wrote it down as a note, and this is just, you know, it's a transitional time of year here into the holidays officially. And how do you know you're moving in truly to the Christmas season? How do you know that? I saw it, and it's happened. So it's happened here over the last 2 weeks. I was out of town last week for a bulk of it, but I came back in, and gone are the pictures of, really, this is based around ladies, which dominate a lot of my attention. Ladies, y'all have transitioned from using on Facebook the pictures of you standing in the cotton field by yourself in your Western wear or with the family, right? You transitioned from that to putting on the Rudolph nose and antlers on your vehicle. That's how I know truly we've moved from really the fall, Thanksgiving, kind of harvest season into Christmas. That is, I follow that. So moms all over Mobile and Baldwin County have moved away from the posting of the here I am in the cotton field picture to slapping the Rudolph nose and antlers on the SUV or minivan and riding around town. So Merry Christmas, everybody. Tis the season. All right, speaking of which, it's time to talk about what we're doing tomorrow night with the man who makes this thing all possible, Brian Kane with Fairhope Brewing Company. Hey, man.
How you doing, Sean?
I'm good. So I think this is either maybe a lack of judgment on your hand. This is, you're inviting us back year after year to do this, and I worry about that. I mean, with all that we've destroyed and bad beers we poured, and you know, you still keep having us back.
Well, you know, the theory we have is that when our guest bartenders are pouring just half beers, the consumer doesn't complain because of all the foam, and it saves us a little bit of money on the other end. So it evens out with the beer you spill, I think.
Well, you spill, yes. And after I finish bartending, I may spill some in my mouth as well. It's really a great event, and I've had fun doing it over the years. Tell folks, I mean, we're going to be out there tomorrow night. We're raising money for Team Fight or Die. But we're not the only ones. Y'all do this with different groups, different individuals coming out to raise money for charity.
That's right. We've done this about 7 years now. We skipped last year with everything going on, but we are back strong this year. It runs, you guys are kicking us off. You're almost always our first group to come out. You know, like to set the bar really low at the beginning so we don't have to put a lot of pressure on the rest of the guys.
Right.
But we're running it basically on every Tuesday and Wednesday through December 19th, which is our last one on a Sunday. We've got a wide range of folks from you to Father Steve Williams and Father Gill here from St. Lawrence Church, a couple of doctors that are friends of ours, the Fairhope City Council is coming out one night, and a lot of great charities on here too, all local charities as well, which is great, helping, you know, local groups, you know, heading into the holidays. It's a great boost for those guys.
For sure. And, you know, I said this so many times last year, I'll continue to say it this year so people can double up this year, that even though events like the Guest Bartenders of Christmas was off for y'all and so many charity events, they couldn't have their banquets or their whatever they do, they were all still helping out in the community. They still had the demands on their charities, even though their regular method of raising funds was gone. So it's more, I know it sounds cliche, but it's more important than ever to help out your charities this year.
That's exactly right. And, you know, one of the things that we do here is we make beer. So we've got a lot of pull to try and encourage people to give back. We've got a good platform for it. So, you know, having you guys out, we love having, you know, these, our various local celebs come out. And again, all tips, credit card, cash, however they are, all tips during your time bartending and everyone else's times from 6 to 8, will go directly to that charity. So, you know, you usually give me an address and I mail a check, a day or two later. So it's a quick turnaround. It goes straight to the charity. There's no administrative fees or anything like that. It is whatever you guys raise, we send to the charity.
I tell you what, and the FM Talk 106.5 audience has been, It's been great over the years. Come out and have a big time, a lot of laughs, and stuff those tip jars full and help out the charities. I love it. You know, we're both talking about both local companies, you and we like local stuff. You know, we like to do our business local. And I'm launching today for the fifth or sixth year in a row, my locals only Christmas list. And y'all make that list every year. So let me do this. I often, when I get somebody on, I'll say, what's the pro tip, right? And you got the pro tip. If somebody's going to use my suggestion as one of the Christmas gifts to pick up some Fairhope Brewing Company beer, like what should, if even if somebody's like not in, they don't know beer, but they know the person they're buying for is into beer, like give me a pro tip. What should they come in and ask for?
I'll tell you one of the great things we have. We've just put back out in six packs. We do it every year around November, December, is our Judge Roy Beam, which is a coffee stout, a bit of the namesake back to the old Daphne establishment there that we all grew up hanging out at.
Yep.
And we actually use beans from Fairhope Roasting, which is right down the street from us, and cold brew some coffee here, infuse our stout with that cold brew coffee. Makes for a great, great breakfast beer if you need a little something, you know, on the 25th when the kids are opening the presents. It's a good morning beer to have. It's a good night beer. But, it is ultra local. We make it all here. We brew that coffee here, but we get the beans from our friends down the street. So it's a great option. We just put it on the shelf last Thursday, so it's super fresh as well.
Okay, so somebody can come by and pick it up, and that six-pack rated for just to put the bow on it. I don't have to wrap it. I just put the bow on it and deliver it.
It comes wrapped. Yeah, it looks great. Looks great wrapped with our Judge Pelican on there. And we also have that. We'll have that out at stores, too, whether you're Piggly Wiggly, Ralph's, Publix, those kind of places. So even if you can't make it over here, there are plenty of places around Baldwin and Mobile counties you can pick it up.
All right, so I can pour some of that tonight?
Well, tomorrow night, but yeah.
Tomorrow night, yeah, not tonight. Yeah. Tomorrow night,
We'll let you get one of those going.
Okay, good deal. Brian, as always, man, I appreciate you, and I can't wait to see you tomorrow night.
All right, Sean, thanks so much. We'll see you guys.
See you. So, Brian Kane, Fairhope Brewing Company. And, yeah, we're there from 6 to 8, maybe even after tomorrow night, as we do the guest bartenders at Christmas. And, y'all, seriously, I mean, this isn't blowing smoke. I don't blow a lot of smoke. Y'all are great. Y'all are great in anything we've done. When we've had really needed help raising money for local charities, y'all just step up. And it's what a charity as well, Team Fight or Die. You've heard our discussion of these are the veterans that row across the Atlantic. To bring attention, they train right here, Buccaneer Yacht Club. Bryant Knight, my buddy, the founder of this, lives right here. And it's a fantastic charity, and your chance to come out tomorrow night and hear more about their story and help them out as we do the guest bartender, Bartenders at Christmas. And we are loaded this year. I mean, if Jeff comes out, maybe he can give me a nod. If Jeff's coming out, that's four of us, which means I can take it easy and just pour like a beer, one beer every. There's some years that two hours goes by in like 10 seconds because we're so busy. But y'all try to make it out there tomorrow night. We'll see you out at Fairhope Brewing Company.